Happy Hanukkah. Tonight is the last night of Hanukkah. And for the last week, the soundtrack at many parties has included klezmer, the traditional music of East European Jews. Klezmer music was fading out in America after World War II, but there was a revival in the late 1970s by young Jews who'd been playing in the bluegrass and old-time music scene. Then, for 30 years, klezmer musicians gathered in New York at a Catskills hotel during Christmas week for an event known as Kletz Camp. Alas, this year's Kletz Camp will be the last. Producer John Kalish takes a look back.
In 1985, NPR asked me to cover the very first Kletz Camp. I didn't know what klezmer music was back then. When I got to the Borscht Belt Hotel where the klezmer tribes had gathered, I met a banjo player named Henry Sapoznik, who explained that klezmer music was part of a larger Yiddish culture.
It really gives people a sense that not only is it really hot music, but that it's ours. Not only is it something I can dance to, but I could feel that this is something that my great-grandparents danced to.
For many participants, the high point of Kletz Camp was the nightly jam sessions. In the early years, the jam involved a mix of klezmer's new wave, mostly people in their 30s, and old-timers who had been playing klezmer music before the revival began. Most of those old-timers are no longer around, including the late clarinet player Sid Beckerman.
Sid would put the clarinet to his lips. 90 minutes later, he would take it out. He was just playing for 90 minutes. It was like the longest set of D minor in the history of music.
The klezmer revival not only provided opportunities for the klezmer veterans to play gigs, but to teach the music to a new generation. Here's Sid Beckerman when I spoke to him in 1985.
It's a pleasure for me just to be with them and just to teach them whatever I can in a short period of time. They're into it, they do a lot of practicing, and it shows in their playing.
In the 30 years since Kletz Camp started, a diverse Yiddish arts scene has flourished in the United States. But back in the mid-1980s, Yiddish was not exactly hip in the Jewish community here. Kletz Camp founder Henry Sapoznik.
Yiddish was considered a bad joke. It was a punchline. It seemed totally antithetical. People looked at you like, you want to revive Yiddish? You may as well revive the sacrifices at the temple.
But the klezmer revival kept chugging along, and the initial turnout of 90 people for the first Kletz Camp grew to more than 600 at Kletz Camp's peak in the early 2000s. Klezmer bands had formed in almost every major city and in a lot of small towns as well, taking the music in new directions. The Klezmatics made klezmer rock. David Krakauer jazzified his klez. And Margot Leverett and her klezmer mountain boys started mixing klezmer with bluegrass.
All the trends that you see in the contemporary klezmer movement either were reflected at Kletz Camp or were started at Kletz Camp.
Trumpet player Frank London co-founded the Grammy Award-winning Klezmatics. He likens Kletz Camp to a shtetl. Shtetls were the small, tight-knit towns inhabited by Jews in Europe before the Holocaust.
Kletz Camp served the role of being kind of the community, the shtetl that we didn't live in, because it was kind of a global shtetl. Everything was separated by distance, and here was a place that we all got together.
Kletz Camp was intentionally held during Christmas week, and for many Jews, missing out on the Christmas frenzy was part of the charm of Kletz Camp.
It was sort of like the Yiddish musical equivalent of The Shining. You know, we were trapped in this snowbound place. We were insulated. It was as if the whole world, instead of watching the Yule log or listening to Bing Crosby singing White Christmas, for that one little bit of time, you know, it was a Yiddish world. We had reclaimed a real place for ourselves, not as a minority, but, you know, we felt like this was the sound of the season.
I have lots of little kids, they are running naked. But I have more debts than hand, I cannot take it. When they come home from the shop, oh, am I so tired? Kids are singing children's songs, then they start a riot.
Oh, am I a mighty lucky Jew?
The Brothers Nazaroff is made up of klezmer musicians living on three continents. Brooklyn-based Jake Shulman-Ment is the group's fiddler and a veteran of Klez Camp.
I went every year pretty much all through high school with my family. I really grew up musically there. Klez Camp really changed my life.
Shulman-Ment is now considered one of the finest klezmer fiddlers on the planet, but when he was a teenager, he was just another kid in the Klez Kids program at Klez Camp. It drew as many as 50 or 60 kids some years. Sarah Gordon has run Klez Kids in recent years. Gordon has been attending Klez Camp since she was 6 years old. She's the daughter of the late Yiddish vocalist Adrian Cooper, and she sings in a rock band called Yiddish Princess. Gordon says this last Klez Camp gathering will be bittersweet.
It does feel like a huge loss for me and my friends. Kind of like that thing where you expect to go back to your same house forever on Thanksgiving and then your parents sell the house. You're like, what are we going to do now? And I think that that's what it feels like.
Klez Camp founder Henry Sapoznik says he's preparing to make a vast archive of classes and performances recorded at Klez Camp available online. Klez Canada, an event that takes place in Quebec in the summer, is expected to carry on the Klez Camp tradition in North America. And veterans of Klez Camp are already planning a klezmer gathering next Christmas here in New York City. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.